Alleluia. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your encouragement again. Thank you, Lord, for this example of Simeon, Lord, a brother that you saved and you circumcised him in the heart, gave him a new spirit, put the wrong spirit out. And I thank you, Lord, that he entered your kingdom. And here we just see, Lord, that you are faithful, that whatever you purpose for our lives, Lord, we are your children for a destiny. Our names are written in heaven. And thank you, Lord, that you watch over your plan and your purpose. And so thank you, Lord, we can be encouraged this morning, Father God, to know just as Simeon was led by you, had a purpose, so we are in your kingdom together with you, and we have a purpose, and you will lead us into that wonderful love plan that you have for us that will touch our children's lives, our families' lives, and this world. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Luke 2, verse 22 and 25 to 28. The time came for Joseph and Mary to perform the ceremony of purification as the law of Moses commanded. So they took the child to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. At that time there was a man named Simeon living in Jerusalem. He was a good God-fearing man and was waiting for Israel to be saved. The Holy Spirit was with him and had assured him that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's promised Messiah. Led by the Spirit, Simeon went into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus into the temple to do for him what the law required, Simeon took the child in his arms and gave God thanks.
Hallelujah. Beautiful picture, yes. It's wonderful, you know. We all were caught up in this world, you know, with what we thought we were and what others thought we were and we supposed to be. But praise God, God met us. Amen. He rescued us. We were born again, new creations. The old spirit was put out. We received a new spirit. And Bible says so beautifully, we translated out of the kingdom of darkness into his kingdom. Amen. We can see that in Hebrews 12, verse 23. And now that we're born again, we are perfected in the spirit. So that's where God's work starts. He perfects you in the spirit so that we can now have the right soul. Amen. Be shepherded by the Lord, by the spirit, and to have the right soul. And so our bodily actions would then follow. We would stay in tune and we will develop into the wonderful love plan that God has got for us. Amen. That's why it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, because it is God working in you. And so here we can just see, you know, we've been born again. We must set our minds on things above because we've been translated into the kingdom, and we need to stay in tune. And that's why this daily, morning by morning, drawing close is so important, so that he can write his laws on our hearts and our minds. And then we can fulfill the destiny, the plan today in tune with the Lord and every day, so we don't miss out on anything. And so God gives us expectations, faith, and then that faith, it can be tested. It will be tested because it still takes time. And then it's realized, just like with Simeon here, we stay in the spirit, be led by the spirit. And then the destiny, the plan that God has got for us, which is of benefit to us and to our children and to our children's children, to our neighborhood, South Africa, Africa, and the world. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, and that's where you are, and in the neighboring places. Like we can say for us, we are witnesses in South Africa, Africa, and the world. So be blessed, arise and shine. Your God is for you. He started a wonderful work and he will complete it. He will never leave you or forsake you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.